How has your life been different than what you had imagined?
It's been a lot different than I imagined. When I got the news that I was going to be moving to Costa Rica, I thought of tropical beaches, Hawaii. I just didn't think about all the things that Costa Rica would actually be. So when I first got there, I used to live in England, which is extremely cold. So yeah, it was pretty different. And England's not that humid either. So yeah, Costa Rica's like 98% humid. There's big difference. And the airport when I first came was pretty small, and I just didn't know what to expect. So we grabbed a taxi, and my dad started talking to the taxi driver in Spanish. And at the time, I had no idea what Spanish was. So all I could heard was just blah, blah, blah. And when we got to our house, it was nothing like I imagined. There was like, the last homeowners of it weren't very good to the house. Like on the table, there was like cigarette burns, smelled like alcohol in the closets. And it wasn't in very good condition, but we were able to see some old things that when we used to live there, because before we moved to England or Costa Rica, we actually did live in Costa Rica for 6 months when I was around 2 or 3 years old. And yeah, it was kind of cool to see all the old stuff there, but most of the things we found were like old McDonald's toys, like from the first Kung Fu Panda movie, and like Garfield, all that stuff. So I remember sleeping the first night, and I did not expect this at all. And it was pretty scary for me to sleep since I had seen a bunch of cockroaches, since the house hadn't been sprayed. And Costa Rica was so different for me. Like, I just thought of Hawaii. But it kind of is like Hawaii, but definitely not in the city of San Jose, which is the capital. The capital of Costa Rica, San Jose, is a little bit kind of sketchy. But the people there are nice, and you can get used to it. But I think the biggest culture shock for me was the poverty of Costa Rica. I remember our condominium, it was pretty small, compact. You couldn't really go anywhere because you could turn one corner and somebody could mug you. And yeah, so I was kind of stuck in our house for a while. But when we did go out some of the time, my dad would take me down to a small kind of town called Los Angeles. And the poverty was a pretty big culture shock for me. But I started getting used to it. The people there were super nice. I guess something I've learned from that is, well, I'm pretty sure I've already learned the lesson before I was younger, but I kind of got a deeper feeling for it. Don't judge a book by its cover, because when I first came to Costa Rica, I was like, I'm not going to be able to live here. This is going to be too difficult for me. Yeah, I just had a really hard time struggling, but once I got to know it, I started realizing that don't judge a book by its cover. You could be in the worst situation ever, but you can still find a good way to make it out. Like, my school was terrible. I didn't like it. It was, most of the teachers were yelling at me, even though I didn't know Spanish, and all the classes were in Spanish. But I still found a way to make good out of it. And yeah, so Costa Rica wasn't the best place to live. It wasn't Hawaii and all I imagined. The beaches were nice when I got to go there a few times. Even though you don't like the situation you're in, just try to make the best out of it and everything will turn out all right. And so I'll leave the next question for somebody who wants to answer this question. What was the happiest moment in your life?
Probably that I can imagine is, I don't know, I tend to be a very pragmatic kind of person. So, I mean, I kind of just take things as they come and I either enjoy them or I don't enjoy them. But probably for me, the happiest moment that I can recollect would be when my youngest brother was born, because it's a very vivid memory that I that's really stuck with me a lot. And sort of when he was born, being able to go to the hospital and being able to hold him for the first time, it was a very sort of interesting experience, and it was a very happy experience. Probably another time I'd say would be just sort of not like a specific event, but just time, a lot of time I spend alone, or a lot of time I spend, you know, outside. I tend to find a lot of joy in that, or, you know, with my music, because I do a lot of music. Those are probably the happiest moments that I can, yeah. So the next question would be, if you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
I was thinking of interviewing my great-grandpa, Nielsen, because he was an inventor. He helped invent aluminum foil, and I think it was like electroplating paint, a couple other things, and he had his patent stolen, and he went through a mental breakdown. I don't know how he got through it and had an awesome family, and I'd like to get advice from him on how to get through things. So, and my question for the next person would be,